Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news from overnight. Getting updates now out of Baltimore, Maryland, where a cargo ship ran into a pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending the bridge and everyone on it plunging into the bay.
We are monitoring ABC affiliate WBAL, which has multiple reporters on the scene, including Ken Duffy.
On the ground, as you're looking down, we're several hundred yards away from that scene. There's just what looks to appear to be now just a ramp coming from 695 and then just a drop off. All the rest of the bridge is in the water, in shambles, in pieces, large chunks of metal debris. And then you see the container ship as well off to the right. The containers on the ship itself kind of buoyed back. You could tell that there was a huge impact when that ship hit the bridge and those containers kind of fell backwards as it hit. But as we heard there, it's a fluid situation as far as the numbers of people who are in the water. And we're hearing here that, you know, the state officials are in communication with federal officials as well to get some help with the recovery and rescue and recovery effort. But we'll be finding out a little bit more about possibly what was going on with this container ship, what was going on with the crew on board. But we don't know because they can't even get on that ship yet. They have to make sure that the damage assessment is done and getting those details. But all I can tell you is this, as far as what we see, it is just incredible to see this enormous span that has been here for so many decades just in complete shambles. And to see it in this condition is just, it's unspeakable.
Again, that is WBAL coverage, an ABC affiliate there in Baltimore. The fire department chief, James Wallace, spoke to reporters saying they've rescued two people from the water and they know of at least seven others who are missing.
We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time. We have a large area that we have to search. This includes on the surface of the water, subsurface, as well as on the deck of the ship itself.
This bridge, by the way, is a little over 1.5 miles long, just to give you an idea. Some of our listeners are reacting to the video they've seen now, and they can't believe that it tumbled like matchsticks, really. There were construction workers doing maintenance on the bridge when it collapsed. ABC News is also reporting within the last hour that the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving port, and they made a notification that they might collide with the bridge.
We are keeping our eye on some lake effect snow bands hitting the Wasatch Front this morning. The National Weather Service says it's mainly rain falling in the valleys, but there are some pockets of snow that can make driving difficult.
The state auditor is urging Utah leaders to reconsider what he's calling a heavy dependence on federal funding. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details this morning. Adam?
Tim, in the last fiscal year, Utah spent almost $34 billion, and well over a quarter of that money came from federal programs, according to a new audit. State Auditor John Dougal now says, quote, policymakers should consider the risk raised by such significant dependence on a single funding source with such dysfunction. If they heed that message, though, it probably won't be this year. KSL.com reports the budget just passed by lawmakers in the legislative session. More than 27% of it is allocated with federal funds. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
More than $1 billion in 2020 tax returns are waiting to be claimed, and the deadline is just over a month away. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the update. Peter?
Amanda, the median check going to a Utah who files their 2020 tax return now is going to be about $836, according to a new IRS report. The IRS is estimating that thousands of people in the state haven't gotten their return in for that year, and usually they would have to wait until mid-April to fix that. But COVID and other 2020 bumps in the road convinced the agency to delay the filing deadline to May 17th. You can call the IRS to see if you filed your return for that year, or you can check your own documents. But if you haven't filed your 2021 or 22 tax returns, you will not be seeing money back from the government for 2020. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah's recreation hotspots will be extra crowded this weekend thanks to a combination of Easter and spring break. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
The popular ATV and camping area, Little Sahara, is expecting double their normal Easter weekend crowds. Extra law enforcement will be there patrolling. Ashley Snipes with the Bureau of Land Management wants people to be mindful of safety. No drinking while operating an ATV or firing of guns on the property.
Helmets, seat belts, and safety flags are also required to help keep people safe over the holiday.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
We got slowdowns going up through Parley's Canyon, although good news, the plows have just made a run through, so that should help things a little bit. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons are both open, but with chains, four-wheel drive restrictions. And it looks like we got some slowdowns on North 15 in Santaquin, where a listener says a semi is jackknifed. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Police in southern Utah are dealing with an uptick of distraction thieves. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live to explain. Michael?
Tim, a distraction thief is exactly what they sound like. They'll distract you in public places before boosting any valuables you're not keeping an eye on. They're particularly fond of retail stores and elderly or retiree communities. Officers in St. George, Washington, and Hurricane tell the Salt Lake Tribune these thieves often wear comparisons and some are tied to international gangs running off of fake IDs. But they're also saying these bandits should not be related with the wave of immigrants who are crossing the border. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Two brothers in California are being called heroes after trying to save each other from a mountain lion attack.
This was a heroic story of two brothers who grew up in nature, avid hunters themselves. Wyatt, avid bow hunter. Talon loved to play the guitar, but their love of the outdoors was what them really made their bond.
El Dorado County Sheriff Sergeant Kyle Parker says 21-year-old Talon Brooks eventually died from his injuries, but he did help save his young brother Wyatt. The mountain lion has since been found and was euthanized.
Church attendance is dropping among almost all religious groups, with the exception being the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Two-thirds of Latter-day Saints reportedly go to church either weekly or almost weekly, but a new Gallup poll shows that when it comes to the rest of Americans, only about one-fifth attend regularly. This is down 12% from when they did the survey first in 2000. Meanwhile, attendance at LDS churches have remained mostly stagnant, dropping only one percentage point in the last two decades. The poll also highlighted the absence of young adults from religious life. About 35% now say they have no religious preference. And even if they do, only 22% say they go to church regularly. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.